Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Listening Matters, was written by James Banks. Come at once, we have struck a berg. Those were the first words Harold Cottam, the wireless operator on the RMS Carpathia, received from the sinking RMS Titanic at 12:25 a.m. on April 15, 1912. The Carpathia would be the first ship to the disaster scene, saving 706 lives. In the U.S. Senate hearings days later, the Carpathia's captain, Arthur Rostron, testified, "The whole thing was absolutely providential. The wireless operator was in his cabin at the time, not on official business at all, but simply listening as he was undressing. In 10 minutes, maybe he would have been in bed, and we would not have heard the message." Listening matters, especially listening to God. The writers of Psalm 85, the sons of Korah, urged attentive obedience when they wrote, "I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants, but let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him." Their admonition is especially poignant because their ancestor Korah had rebelled against God and had perished in the wilderness. The night the Titanic sank, another ship was much closer, but its wireless operator had gone to bed. Had he heard the distress signal, maybe more lives would have been saved. When we listen to God by obeying his teaching, he'll help us navigate even life's most troubled waters. Now let's hear the hope of God's Word. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is Psalm 85. You, Lord, showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath and turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, God, our Savior, and put away your displeasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God, the Lord, says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants, but let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. Now let's pray. Father, would you help us to have ears that are tuned to what you're saying and how you're directing us? Please use us as your servants to bring your life-saving good news to others. May many hear your call and give themselves to you because we listened and responded to their call of distress. Thank you, Lord. We're listening to you today. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.